Today I am talking with Mrs. Codria.
Mrs. Helen Codria.
Helen Codria. And today is August the 15th, 1975. And Mrs. Codria, we are wondering, when did you come to this country, to the United States?
1921. January the 1st or 2nd, something.
So a brand new year in a new country.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And where did you come from?
We come from Transylvania, from Voila, if you want to know the village.
Oh, yes.
Voila.
Voila.
Voila, yes.
In Transylvania, which we would now know as Romania.
Yes,
right? Romania.
Romania, yes.
Yes. And you came to the United States by boat?
By boat, yes.
Took a long time, I would imagine, to come.
Well, we stood over there in Havre for 3 weeks, and somebody come around, they find out that I was talking Romanian to my sister. And this man said, "Are you Romanian?" I said, "Of course you're Romanian." He said, "I am Romanian too." He said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "We've been here for 3 weeks. And every time we ask how soon we go across the ocean, and they said that our boat didn't come." Then this man, he was a Romanian man, he come from Alliance, went to your country, then come back to America. And he said, "Do you have $10? I said, "Yes, we have $10. He said, "Give me the $10, you're gonna go tomorrow with the boat." And he gave him $10, he wanted to give those people, I don't know who they give the $10, I don't know. And so, next morning he said, "Your boat is here."
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
That, it just took the $10 and the man got you passage then
but
on the boat.
Know.
Well, this is a brave thing to do. You came and your sister, about how old were you at this time?
Oh, I wasn't quite 20. I was born 1901.
And if this was 1921, well, yes, you were just about...
Not quite 20.
20,
well,
yes.
I was 20.
Right around.
Yes.
Yes, just turned 20.
Yes.
My, and to come all this way,
yes.
Not speaking a word of English.
No.
No. So you came by boat, and then you would have come into New York, right?
Yes.
And from there, how did you come to Alliance?
On the train.
Mm-hmm. And I think you said you had family in Salem?
Yes.
A sister
in Salem.
And how did you know to get off at Salem?
Well, when we reached in Salem, this man said, "Salem, to get off." You know, we couldn't speak.
Yes.
We didn't want to get off. We said, "No, we want to go to Salem." And the sign said Salem.
Yes.
S-A. And we called that Salem S-E.
So you were looking for...
And he shoved us down. Let's go down.
Get off the train, in other
words. When we got down, it was a Romanian man. I don't know who he was. He asked us, "Where are you going to go?" And I said, "My sister is over here in Salem. Rafira Dan."
Dan.
Rafira Dan.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Oh, I know the people very good. I'll take you over there."
Oh.
So we did go there.
Sometimes it takes a lot of guardian angels to get from place to place, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes. Then we stood there for about 2 weeks, and somebody from Alliance, his name was John Sherburn, asked us if we want to go to work for some family, you know, servants, or how do you call them?
Well, housekeeper.
Well, something like that,
yes.
I guess. So we did come to Alliance and start to work in about 2 weeks.
So you'd only been in the country for 2 weeks, and then you had a job.
Yes.
Now, who did you work for?
We worked for T.F. Bailey's.
T.F. Bailey.
He is dead now. He lived over there right next to Silver Park. You know where that garden is? That
garden center.
Yes.
Is that the house you worked in?
Yes, that's the house I worked in. That's right.
For the Baileys.
Yes.
And at this time, when people came to work in someone's house, you stayed there, right? You had the board and room.
Yes.
You stayed in the house.
Yes, I did.
Yes. And
yes, and I was paid $7 a week.
$7 a week.
And that was good.
In those times, that
yes.
was a very good
You site. Get your $7 a week, and you get your food, and good bed to sleep.
Yes. And this probably was very different from life in the old country.
It sure was.
Yes.
In your country, we didn't have water in the house. We didn't have washing machine. We didn't have toilet in the house. We didn't have all kind of food what the American has.
Mostly, what did you eat in the old country?
Potatoes and beans and soup and soup after soup.
And lots of soup. And probably not too much meat either, huh?
No.
No.
No. We used to, my folks used to butcher every winter a couple hogs, but with the seven kids in a family, that don't last very long.
No. Who from your family first came to the United States?
That was my father.
He came.
Yes.
And then your sister.
And my father, and then was my brother-in-law. My sister was, she got married in the old country. And my brother-in-law come to America, and then he wrote home for my sister to come to America. She wants to ensure she wanted to come.
Mm-hmm.
So she did.
Fine. And then you and another sister came.
Yes, that was been about 3 years after that. I don't remember, or even more. I don't remember.
Then after you had come here and lived for such a long time, did you ever go home to visit?
We went home, me and my husband, in 62.
That's a long
visit.
Time.
It was 40 years.
Yes.
And when we went over there, you know, they noticed right away that somebody's changing their places. And they ask us where you come from, and how come you know Romanian so good? I said, I am Romanian. I will never forget my language.
True. Very true.
So we didn't, but I used to speak Hungarian very good, and write and read. And I just didn't use the language. I forgot it. And that's a shame. I could have three languages.
Yes.
Now.
Romanian.
Hungarian.
Hungarian.
And American.
And
I could write and read Hungarian perfect and talk perfect.
But if you don't use it, it doesn't take long.
Yeah, but still I feel bad.
Well,
why did I forget it? When I start to talk American, then I just
forget the other.
Fly it away.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you came to this country, then you knew no words of English, right? How did you manage to get along in the household? Not knowing any English.
Well, not very good. That's pretty hard.
It's very difficult.
Yes. I remember Mr. Bailey said once to me. Now, Mrs. Bailey wasn't there. She was with her father, sick. Took care of her father. He, one morning, I made some coffee. And I made it strong. I didn't know how to make it. And he asked me to give him some hot water. And I didn't know. I took everything from the kitchen and the table. It was piled up there. And he said, Helen, hot water. Helen, hot water. So I started to cry.
Oh.
I didn't know what he meant. Then he come in the kitchen. He got his hot water, and he went to the table and drank his coffee. I made the coffee too strong.
I see.
So I learned that word, hot water.
Hot water.
Hot water, yes.
After taking everything out of the kitchen, now you knew
right.
What hot water
yes,
was.
Yes.
How about Mrs. Bailey, when she was giving you instructions how to use the washer and the dryer?
Well, she keep on telling me, Helen.
She made a sign to speak.
Yes.
Sign
to speak. But I didn't know anything but Romanian and Hungarian, and I knew she doesn't understand that language. So what could I say? I knew one bad word, that was gore hell. And she got so mad, so furious, or how do you say it?
Impatient.
Yes. And I said, boat, Mrs. Bailey, boat.
That's where you learned that word.
Yes. And for sure, that wasn't Romanian.
And it wasn't until later that you found out what it meant.
That's right.
But you probably heard that word frequently on the ship coming over from the sailors.
Yes, I did. I thought to myself, that's American word.
And that's a word you will learn. Well, I think it takes a long time to learn a language, and there are many funny, humorous ways that we have of learning it.
It sure takes a long time, because I used to say to Mrs. Bailey, I used to show her in the book, "Mrs. Bailey, I am dumb." Because I couldn't talk.
Couldn't speak.
Couldn't speak. No, Helen.
She says no.
She showed me the book, the dictionary. You read, and that's...
Did you have a dictionary that showed the Romanian and the English?
Yes, Mrs. Bailey bought a dictionary for me.
Good. Did it have pictures in it, too? It would have been nice if it had pictures.
I don't think so.
Just the words.
Well, this is long, long ago. They didn't have them so perfect.
Yes. But at least you did have a dictionary that you could go to and find the English word
for
it.
Isn't that wonderful? Yes.
But that didn't help. It seems to me we were talking one time about a day when there were to be some flowers delivered.
Yes. Well, Mrs. Bailey told me before she left the house, she said, "Helen, flower." I didn't know what she meant.
But she wanted you to bring it two houses down, right?
No. She just said flour, but I didn't know what she meant.
Oh.
Then the grocery man come with 25 pounds of flour in the house. Brought the flour, and I thought, well, that's what Mrs. Bailey wants, the flour. So I grabbed the 25 pounds a sack of flour, and I took it over to her, where she was taking care of her father. I went there and I said, "Flour." She just motioned. I didn't know.
She
just
got
out. I just got out and didn't say a word because I didn't know what to say.
Yes.
And coming home, I stood the wall. Then somebody rang the bell in the house. And he said, "Here is some flowers for Mrs. Bailey." Then I thought to myself, that's the flour she meant, not the flour to make bread, because she wasn't making bread over there. I was making bread home.
That's a wonderful way to learn the difference between flour
and flowers. Yes. And hot water.
And hot water.
And of course that.
And the other words. I think you were brave about learning other things, because to come to America, there were many items in the kitchen you would have to get acquainted with. The stove and the refrigerator.
Yes.
And it seems to me you told me that you learned to use a sewing machine, too.
Yes, we're talking about the stove now, do we?
Okay, we can talk about the stove.
She said, Mrs. Bailey said to me once, "Helen, who told you how to shut the gas? I never told you to shut the gas. Maybe you would have just blown the gas."
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Who told you?" When I start to speak a little bit.
Yes.
And I said, "Nobody. But I would never die." She said, "You die if you just blow, you know."
Yes, if you just blow the gas out without turning it off, you would die.
Yes. I said, "No, I won't die." She said, "What do you mean? Everybody dies." I said, "Listen, Mrs. Bailey," how I talked that then, not as good as now, but anyhow, she understood. I said, I went in a room and locked my door good and opened the window. And she said, "Helen, why did you lock your door?" I said, "Why did I lock my door? Because I was in the house with Mr. Bailey alone."
And you were making
sure. I want to be safe.
Yes.
And she said to me, "Helen, you are a good girl."
Yes. Mrs. Bailey must have understood.
She was a teacher.
Oh, I see.
And she died, I guess she was only 43 or younger, maybe.
Oh, my.
She lost three babies, three boys, when they were...
Very young.
No, not young.
Not
when
gone.
She was gonna...
Deliver them.
No, not deliver. When they were start to get alive.
I understand.
They had 4.5 months, or how do you say it? I don't know how to.
Yes. She had a miscarriage, is what they usually say.
Three boys.
My, oh my.
So she had something wrong with her kidneys.
Mm-hmm. But she, at the time you were learning to speak English, I think she understood a lot without maybe using words, too. In other words, you could communicate even though she couldn't speak Romanian and you were learning
I really
English.
can't understand how I picked up the words. Now I know how I picked out those three words.
Yes.
Port, the first one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then flour, then hot water.
Yes.
But the other things, I don't know how they come.
Well, they come when
yes.
you're alert and when you have to learn, because
yes.
then you
yes.
have to learn.
Yes.
It isn't like being in a classroom and learning English. Then it's hard. But when it's a matter of everyday living, then you learn.
Yes. Yes.
How about using the sewing machine? When did you learn to use the sewing machine?
Well, after Mrs. Bailey went on vacation, she said, Helen, we're going to go on vacation. And if you want to go someplace, you can go. And I said to her, well, I have no place to go, just to go down my sister. And she used to have babies every year, lots of work and lots of diapers. And I said to her, I'd rather stay here alone than go to, she said, you can go to your sister. But I said, no, I'd rather stay here alone. I don't want to go over there and wash diapers and work. I want to have vacation too.
Yes, you want to rest too.
So I seen the sewing machine and I knew it was a sewing machine. And I went and bought some goods. It was 15 cents a yard, red and white checkers.
15 cents
15
a yard.
15 cents a yard, yes. So I just cut it without a pattern. I don't know how I cut it. I don't remember. But I cut it and may put sleeves on, and how I done it, I don't know. They must have not looked very perfect, because when she come home, she noticed that I made a dress. And I made a dress, and the thread was finished on the bottom. And I didn't know what to do with it. And I was so worried that when Mrs. Baby comes home, she finds out that I used the sewing machine. But of course, she wouldn't care, even if I told her, you know. But I was scared. So I finished the dress, and she come, I had the dress on, and I guess I told her I used the sewing machine. I really forgot.
Mm-hmm.
She said, Helen, you need a pattern. If you want to sew, I'll buy you a pattern. And she bought a jumper, pattern, and a blouse to go with it.
But your first sewing experience, you did it without a pattern.
Yes.
And you used the machine, and you had never been taught how to use the machine at all. And
never.
Made a dress.
Never, never, and never, and never. Now, do you know anybody in this world that would start to do things like that?
Nobody. I think you had a lot of courage.
I don't know just what happened to my head. See, this...
Mm-hmm. Yes, let's talk about, now you were a young girl in America, and you had a job, and what did you do for entertainment? If you had a night off, did you go to movie theaters, or did you have, what kind?
I had a night off, one day off. I used to go to visit my sister.
The one in
she
Salem?
Lived on, no, in Alliance.
The one who came to Alliance
yeah.
with you.
The one from Salem, she went back to Romania.
Oh.
He wanted to go, and she didn't want to go, and they had two boys, and then she finally went, and I told my brother-in-law, I said, now listen, you're going to be sorry that you go down there. I said, why do you go? He said, well, my folks are old, and we have a home over there, and what did they have? Just nothing but a shack, covered with straw.
But they went back to
They
Romania.
Went back. I said, you'll do better if you just send them couple matches and put fire on that shack and burn it, or have them come in this country, you know, not go there, because it's no good.
But he didn't listen, did he?
He didn't
back anyway.
Listen. Yes, yes, he went back. But was he ever sorry that he went back? And he made a paper so that he couldn't come back. Do you understand?
Yes. In other words, he was no longer able to come back to the United States.
No. And he tried to come back once, and he sent letter or telegram to me and my sister and asked for $50 apiece to send him, because he is in, I don't know just where he was, across the ocean someplace. He wanted to come, and he needs $100. And I told my sister, and she didn't want to send. And honest, we didn't have the money.
Oh, yes.
And we borrowed the money from my sister, the one that she didn't want to send anything. Mm-hmm. And my husband said, "Now, Helen, if that man comes in your over here in this country, and I'll be embarrassed to face him if we don't help him." Hmm. We sent the money, but he couldn't come. They was gonna send him back, and he needed the money to go back with it. So we lost the $50.
Oh my! Well, but at least you tried to help, and
that's
that
right.
was important.
Yes.
Well, then, what sort of things did you do on your day off?
Just went down to my sister's, sit around, I don't know, just eat and something, and I don't know, then come home.
Did you have then at that time, through the church perhaps, some social gatherings?
No, I can't say that we did, because I don't know. My sister didn't used to go to church. She had 8 children in about 8 or 10 years.
She didn't have time.
No, I guess not, or they didn't believe in church, I don't know. Just after we got married, we used to go to church. But before we did, I don't know why, we just didn't.
Hmm.
That's all.
Were there any activities in the Romanian hall that you could attend?
Yes, there was a wedding, and they used to make a, what do you call it, theater. Play,
yes.
That's right. We was in play once, me and my sister.
Oh.
I remember that.
Well, now that would have been good fun.
Yes.
And weddings were quite a social event,
I think,
more so then than they are now.
Yes.
A
lot of doing, it was those days, but now all of the old folks are gone.
Yes.
And the young folks don't care so much about this stuff.
Not the social events.
No. I don't know.
Or their history sometimes.
I don't know. They don't care much about it.
No.
Of course, they have weddings, you know.
But not like they had then, huh?
We go to a wedding now. We're going to go to a wedding tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Is it a Romanian wedding?
A Romanian wedding, yes. You want to come along?
I'll answer that later. How did you meet your husband?
Oh, do you want to know that story too?
Mm-hmm.
Well, first I went with a boy in this country. A few times he took me home, and then he said, "Well, Helen, we go around for a couple of months, and then we get married, and in about 2 years we're gonna go in your country." Oh, I said, "No, not me." I said, "Please don't come with me, don't take me home anymore, because I don't want to be involved with you, and I don't want to go in your country anymore.
Yeah.
This is it for me. If I go over there, I just go for vacation, but not to stay. Never, never I would go."
So if you had married him, then that would have been back to the old country.
Yes.
So you
told him? Yes, but I would never. I said, "Now listen, if you have all of that village where you live, and my village where I live, I said, I will never go back there to live anymore. If I get the whole village, you understand
yes,
what I mean?"
Yes, I see. I understand.
Yeah. So he said, "Now, Helen, okay, I understand you. But would you dance with me anymore?" I said, "Why not? You know." So there was another boy that wanted to go with me, and he knew I go with this boy. So he didn't come. He didn't ask me, you know. So when we was at the dance at the Romanian hall, he come to me. He said, "Helen, I'll take you home tonight." He was a really nice looking boy. Nice looking boy. But I don't know why. I just didn't want to go with him. And I tried to run away from him.
Oh, really?
Honest. And I ran away from the dance hall. The dance was ready, you know, it was getting ready. And walked upstairs real fast, mm-hmm. on the steps. It was up, they had upstairs this young boy, they had their meetings over there.
A club.
Yeah. A club, you're right.
Yes.
So I walked real fast on the steps, and it was dark. And I bumped into my husband. That was Dan Kudria. I never went on him any place. I saw him places, but I, and he said, "Where are you running, Helen?" I said, let's see, another boy was going to take, I don't know his name, I forgot.
Yes.
I didn't forget, but I don't remember now.
Yes.
Was going to take me home, and I don't want to go with him. He grabbed my hands, he said, you go with me.
And you did.
And I did. And he wasn't a nice looking man like the other one. Just think, what is it? My husband was kind of a dark complexion. I don't know.
Well,
he wasn't ugly. Here he is. You want to see?
So evidently it was meant, he was meant to be your husband because you ran
yes.
away from the handsome
that
fellow.
That was about 2 months before Christmas. Then we got married the next year in June the 17th.
And had a lovely wedding, I'll bet.
Yes. This is my son, my oldest son, when he was 25. Anniversary. He's a 25th anniversary. This is his wife, and that's her father, and that's a mother, and this is my husband, and that's me.
That's you. And did you just have the one son? Do you have other children?
I have another boy and two girls.
So you had four children
yes.
in all.
Yes, two boys and two girls, and I have four boys and four girls. And none of them drink or smoke.
That's wonderful. Wonderful family. What did your husband do for a living?
He was driving a truck. And he worked in a line manufacturer some. And
Fine man. Where did you live after you got married? Then you would have left Mrs. Bailey's house.
Yes. And we lived in an apartment or something.
In Alliance,
yes.
Then let's talk a little bit more about the Romanian Hall. You had mentioned they had a club upstairs,
yes.
meeting rooms for the young men,
yes.
so they
yes.
must have gotten together for...
Yes, they used to make plays, you know,
yes.
they used to, I don't know, plan for wedding and for dances, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So that there were some activities
yes.
in the hall for people
yes.
who wanted
yes.
to come.
Yes.
Mostly did just the Romanians come, or did you sometimes bring friends who didn't speak Romanian?
Well, some, if they had friends, but those days, you know, like we were old, you know, we didn't have too many American friends.
Yes.
Do you understand?
I understand.
Now, when children got older, then they used to bring their friends, you know.
Yes, but at that time, the Romanians probably had friendships with one another because they liked to speak the Romanian. Did
yes.
you find when you got together you spoke Romanian?
Yes. Romanian,
and
yes.
the Italians who were here probably had their
yes.
hall, and they spoke Italian
That's
there.
That's right.
So that you were more with your own group.
That's right.
For
yes,
social
yes,
activities.
Yes.
Well, I think it's been an interesting story. And I really think you must have wanted to stay in the United States to give up the offer of marriage from the other young man who had in mind going back to the old
Oh,
country.
I didn't care if he had the whole alliance.
The whole village.
Whole village, yes.
I wouldn't
would
go
never,
back.
Never. And he was so sorry that he was so down going over there.
He did return then?
No, he couldn't. He made the paper so that he won't come back.
Oh, yes.
They were so dumb. I don't know what's the matter with them.
But life has a way of teaching us our mistakes, and obviously it taught them theirs.
Yes.
Well, we're glad you decided to come to Alliance. Ha ha ha.